Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, as we're in the holy month of Ramadan across the UAE, there's a fantastic new venture from Vietnamese Foodies. It's a restaurant chain which has been around for a number of years, and they're going to be distributing 1,500 meals coming up on Wednesday to those in need in Dubai, working alongside the licensed charity Dubai Goodwill. And Vietnamese Foodies are aiming to extend a helping hand to the hardworking individuals by providing an iftar that's got to include an appetizer, a main course, a bag of fruit and a drink. Neil, do you like Vietnamese food? Have you tried much in your time?
To be very honest, I haven't. And this is probably a good reason that I should, in fact, try it out myself.
Well, joining us is the co-founder and the executive chef of Vietnamese Foodies, Lisa Hoi Nguyen, who is here in the studio. Lisa, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
It's great to speak to you. This is a fantastic initiative that you're going to be delivering these meals on Wednesday. Where did this idea come from?
We have been very lucky since we first opened our location in Dubai in 2018. So in the last 6 years, we have received tremendous support from Dubai Foodies, our partners, the media partners, and also all of the food enthusiasts in Dubai and UAE. So we thought it is only appropriate if we return the gesture by paying it forward and extend our support to those in need during the Ramadan time.
It is a great initiative, and I guess that's why you decided to team up with Dubai Goodwill to help with this initiative on Wednesday.
Yeah, so I've reached out in my community to see where we can have the opportunity to distribute the iftar meals, who we can partner with. And luckily, I found Kelly Harvard, who is my neighbor. She lives in my neighborhood, and she has been running Dubai Goodwill's initiative for some years now. And when I got in touch with her about Vietnamese Foodies wanting to distribute the iftar meals, she is very supportive, and we decided to distribute 1,500 iftar meal during one night. It is the day after tomorrow in Al Futtaim Mosque in Sadwa, and we are going to be joined by some of my colleagues, some of the people we know from the Dubai food F&B industry, and also some of Vietnamese foodies customer and followers as well.
You know, you mentioned that you started off in 2018, and you know, UAE is a melting pot of cultures. How's your journey been with Vietnamese foodies?
It's been amazingly, surprisingly fulfilling, because we have received so much support from our customer, from our partner, as well as from the media. Because from the time that we opened our first restaurant in JLT in 2018, we have gone to open 7 locations in 2024, and that is only possible when we have a strong following of foodies in Dubai who is known to have exposure to every kind of cuisine and culture around the world. And there are some very heavyweight competitor and restaurants who are coming into the country as well recently. And every day we would open up Instagram and see the news that there is a new restaurant opening. But we've been growing in the last few years, and I'm incredibly thankful for the support of everybody.
Lisa, I think you're being a bit too kind to yourself. I think that part of the reason of your success is you just make really good food. You know, let's not take that away.
Have you tried Vietnamese food dish before? Thank you for your kind compliment.
Of course, the banh mi. It's growing up in Sydney, that's a staple of every office lunch. And of course, you know, it's a great example of multicultural food, the banh mi, of the French influence of on the bread and so forth. And I think that's probably why it's accepted so well here in Dubai. For people like Neil who maybe haven't been, talk us through some of those dishes like a pho or a pho. I never get the pronunciation right. And how these take sort of often 12 and 14 hours to cook properly.
So actually pho is originated from a French word that means fire. So we slow cook the bone broth over very low fire for 14 hours to extract all the nutrition and the flavors from the beef bone or the chicken bone. So not only bone is the ingredient for the broth, but also we add to it a lot of onion and shallot and ginger and Vietnamese traditional herb and spices such as black cardamom, cinnamon, and star anise as well. So the bone broth is a part that is always boiling, simmering away in our restaurant. If you visit one of our locations, you will see it. There's a huge pot always boiling in the kitchen. And we strain the broth and we use it in our noodle soup. So we will have the rice noodle topped up with lean meat like beef tenderloin or beef shank. And then we will have herbs and spices on it, such as coriander and green basil and mint. And we will pour these 14-hour simmer bone broth on it. It is very good for gut health, and it is completely gluten-free as well.
But Lily, I'm a vegetarian, so what should I be looking
Plenty
forward to?
Plenty of options. It doesn't matter.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We have a section of the menu who are completely vegan, and we have more than 16 dishes in it.
Wow.
Actually, veganism is also an intrinsic part of Vietnamese foodies or Vietnamese culinary culture, because we have been eating vegan or vegetarian food in the last thousands of years.
Wow.
And some people in Vietnam, they always eat vegan or vegetarian food twice a month. So right now in our restaurant, the number of vegan dishes account for 10% of the whole menu. And we've just introduced some really cool new vegan dishes with new ingredients such as dehydrated mushroom and yuba, which is the tofu skin. Not a lot of restaurants use tofu skin or dehydrated mushroom in their vegan menu before. And I'm very happy that we are able to introduce this to the vegan community of Dubai.
So you don't have to worry about just seeing the margarita pizza on the menu. There's legitimate options for vegetarians that are on there at Vietnamese foodies. You know, I can just tell because we've thrown that question at Lily, and instantly she's been able to recite all 15 ingredients that's in the pho, such as the passion. On a serious note, you work in a family business, and that sometimes can be a bit challenging. What's been one of the most difficult things over the journey that if you could do over, you'd probably do things differently?
Mm-hmm. So one of the biggest challenge that we've had since the very first day of growing the business, and we are still working on it until today, is the consistency in quality of food and quality of service. Because when we are a small startup and we have one location in JLT, I will be there all the time and I would taste everything. I would cook some of the dishes. Everything will be under my own eyes, and nothing get to go without Lily agreeing to it, right? But now, because we have 7 locations, so we have to somehow build a system to make sure that even if I am not there or some of the managers are not there, our customer who came through Vietnamese Foodies door would still receive the same quality of food and the same quality of service. So that is something that we've constantly been working on and trying to improve. So we don't want to be staying still. So we always keep to try to learn new things, try to adapt ourselves to a higher standard of service and good quality, and also innovating ourselves day in and day out to become a better version of ourselves every day, just like you deserve it.
Yeah, well, I think you're a reflection of why Vietnamese are regarded as such hard workers, because you work hard and you have the passion, and that's part of the success behind Vietnamese Foodies since that very first store in JLT. Congratulations on your success. Best of luck with the delivery on Wednesday of those 1,500 meals. And if anyone wants to get in contact, I guess the website is vietnamesefoodies.com, or there's Vietnamese Foodies on Instagram, or you can even see at Dubai Goodwill if you want to be and find out more details about the initiative on Wednesday. Lily Hoa Nguyen, the co-founder and executive chef of Vietnamese Foodies, thank you for your time this afternoon. And we can see you're busy behind us. You're still in the kitchen at the moment. It looks as though where you're chatting to us. So you don't want to get too much time away from the Vietnamese Foodies. So thanks again and best of luck with the initiative.
Thank you so much.
TSB, Talk Sport Business on Talk 100.3.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.